Close your outer eyes
if you haven't already. And open your mind and soul to a power and intelligence greater than your own. To a love that is more embracing. A great heart that is more understanding. You are in the presence of God's pure being at this moment. Immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom, just as a fish is immersed in the sea. Just as the Bible tells us, the earth was covered by the waters of the flood, so you are covered by the waters of life, an ocean of light, a river of healing. Try to get a sense of that. Of the reality of a power greater than your own. The presence of a guide who is sure. That you can count on. Even in your darkest time. That assures you that yea, though you find yourself in the valley of the shadow, even of death, you need fear no evil. Because this presence is with you, reassuring you. Awakening in you a faith that not only says yes to God, but knows how to say no. No, this will not defeat me. No, this will not be the end of me. No. This is not the end of the world. Oh Lord God, fill us with a defiant spirit that gives strength to our faith. That can say no to defeat. That can refuse to give up on ourselves or each other. Refuse most of all to give up on you. Lord God, we ask for the strength in the name of the one who most certainly knew. No matter how things look, it is not the end of this world. In the name of Christ. So we know it so. And in the name of Christ, we complete this time of prayer as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power